It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's office is charging the Speaker of the State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, one of the most powerful lawmakers in the state of New York, with 5 counts of corruption. Here to help us understand what was in today's indictment is WNYC's Robert Lewis. Robert, for years we've known that Sheldon Silver earns outside income working for a personal injury law firm called Weitz & Luxembourg. State lawmakers often earn outside income from work when the legislature is not in session. Their responsibilities are actually considered part-time. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says Silver's arrangement was illegal. What's the alleged crime?
Prosecutors say that a few years ago, Silver steered $500,000 in grant money to a doctor who studies certain types of asbestos-caused cancer. And that doctor turned around and told his patients to hire Weitz & Luxembourg to represent them in their asbestos-related claims. The law firm then gave a cut of that business to Silver. But what the law firm calls, quote-unquote, referral fees, the government calls kickbacks. Silver never did any actual legal work and got more than $5 million over the years thanks to this deal. And interestingly, when the grant money ran out, the doctor stopped sending the bulk of his patients to Silver's firm and started referring them to another law firm. Prosecutors interpret that as evidence of the quid pro quo relationship.
Silver's also accused of accepting bribes from developers in the real estate industry. How did that scheme work?
Silver's former counsel left government and runs a small real estate tax firm. A few years ago, Silver allegedly asked 2 of the biggest developers in the state to start using that firm when they wanted to appeal their assessments. The law firm in turn paid Silver $700,000 for, again, quote-unquote, referral fees. The feds say Silver has no background in real estate tax law, did no actual work, and they allege he then used his influence to help the real estate industry get legislation it wanted. The complaint doesn't really draw a straight line between the money and specific action on Silver's part, but in his leadership position, he does have a lot of sway over legislation involving tax credits and land use.
This is not the first time we're hearing about Silver's outside income. He came under scrutiny last year when Governor Andrew Cuomo impaneled the Moreland Commission to investigate public corruption. To what extent did that probe lead to today's charges?
The complaint shows the feds have actually been investigating Silver since back in, I believe it was June of 2013. But the Moreland Commission's work certainly contributed to this arrest. Listeners likely remember Governor Cuomo formed the commission last year to look into corruption, but the governor disbanded it as part of a backroom deal with Silver and other lawmakers in exchange for passing some minor ethics reforms. Bharara spoke publicly at the time about his displeasure and vowed to continue Moreland's work. And here he is today mentioning it again.
My office, as you know, took possession of all of the Moreland files and merged the commission's incomplete investigations with our own ongoing ones. And it quickly became clear that the mystery of Silver's outside income needed to become an even greater priority.
And obviously, they took that priority seriously, as these charges show. And it is worth noting that these charges, this complaint today, comes just a day after Cuomo's State of the State address,
which Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver attended. The U.S. Attorney's Office recently lost a big corruption case against another top lawmaker, Joseph Bruno, the longtime former head of the Republican Party in the state Senate. That case started to fall apart when the Supreme Court effectively limited how prosecutors could go after public corruption. So what's the difference here, Robert?
I spoke to a Columbia Law School professor and former federal prosecutor Dan Richman about this. He says for years, federal prosecutors used a fairly vague and broad bit of language in federal law to charge a whole host of official misconduct. It was a catch-all called honest services fraud. In 2010, the Supreme Court basically said prosecutors could only charge honest services fraud in cases where there was a bribe or a kickback. Richman read the criminal complaint, and he stripped away the legalese.
What's charged here is essentially, once one cuts through the circumstances under which the money was moved, is charged as a bribe.
And Amy, I know you'll ask why they didn't just charge him with bribery. Well, Richman says the vanilla bribery statute effectively only applies to federal officials. This is one of the core bribery statutes that the feds can use against state officials. Preet Bharara said repeatedly at his press conference today that he's confident his office will be able to convince a jury that the money that went to Silver, those were kickbacks.
WNYC's Robert Lewis unpacking today's indictment against Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who faces several counts of corruption. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.